Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This is a good week. It's Singles Appreciation Week on Alice. It's not what you think, though. It's appreciation for single day tickets.
Oh.
For Bottle Rock.
Clever.
Well, those are Friday's tickets. You can pick which day you want to go, too. This is amazing. We'll actually take call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll win single-day tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley the 24th, 25th, or 26th of May. You can look at the single-day lineups, bottlerocknapavalley.com. The best part is, and you should look at this before you enter our contest. We're doing this all day. So you should look and decide which day, because you have to tell Hooman right now which day you want. So wow. That's the best part. You get to pick which day you want to go to. Chances to win at 7 o'clock right now, 11, 2, and 4. Call now, 800-400-3697, and pick your day, singles. All right. This is, I don't like this story at all, but it's a big one, so we're going to do it. Liam Neeson, his career's been on fire. Like, you know, he was
very late in life.
Mm-hmm. Action star.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it started with Taken, didn't it?
That was a huge hit. Yeah. That they didn't spend.
It started with Schindler's List.
Okay.
No.
But we're talking about sort of late life
resurgence,
action right.
Stardom is Taken, I believe.
So he has a new movie coming out called Cold Pursuit.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, did you see it?
Mm.
I think you're reviewing it tomorrow, are you?
Thursday. Yeah, that and another film about the snow called Arctic.
Okay. So it's a revenge film.
Okay.
Often his films are, you know, revengeful. So something happens, and he is out to get revenge for it.
Yeah, his son gets killed.
Okay. So an interviewer is talking to him about revenge.
Well, now we know that. Okay.
Well, super. Hopefully it happens really early in the film.
Right.
It does. First thing in the movie.
Great. Mm-hmm. Then what happens? And what happens at the end?
Yeah, how does it end?
So Cold Pursuit it's a revenge film that Liam Neeson is starring in. And he's, you know, he's out doing press for this. I mean, it's opening this weekend and he's trying to hype it up. He tells a story completely unprompted. It wasn't like, I don't believe the person's like trying to coerce him into telling a revenge story. I'm just going to let you roll this, Brandon.
Oh, this is audio of him.
This is audio.
It's coming straight out of his mouth.
Yep. Here we
All
go.
Right.
Pause it. I had gone away. I came back and she told. So I don't know who she is.
She had been,
this is, so I'm assuming a friend of his. Someone he knows. Someone who's close enough to tell you that they had been raped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. And you probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
So. I kind of don't know what to say about this.
Well.
It's. Go ahead.
I can tell you this, because I already told you this. When that guy squatted in our house, I'm completely going away from the racist element there. But I just because
the racist thing is the thing.
I don't know how to touch that. I do. There's. I can't help.
You're relating
it
to the anger part.
Right. The anger part. I do remember when I found that person was squatting in our house.
You
and
told them they had to leave.
Thousands of dollars. From us, thousands. I did go find that person's workplace, and I did sit outside that person's place going, I can't, I'm completely paralyzed. Like, I can't go do anything. I'm gonna get in trouble. I worked through this anger I had in me sitting outside the place, and then drove away and was like, okay, I can't do anything.
Right.
There's nothing I can do. If I go in there and just punch this guy, I'll get sued.
Yep.
And so I just sort of had to work through this in my head, but I was there.
Wow.
And I was like,
So you're saying on a human level, when you've been wronged or someone you know has been wronged, you might want to take revenge. But he's looking for a random black man to attack
and
kill.
Yeah, I don't know about... I can't...
Like, he is... I'm... It's like a shaking my head moment. Like, Liam, the F are you doing? What are you doing?
Well...
Why would you tell that story?
He's not new to media, so I don't know what to say about what he just did to himself. I mean, we want people to be honest so we know who they are.
Right.
And then when they're honest, we say, you shouldn't say stuff. And
I didn't want to know that about you.
Now we know. I mean, there it is.
You know,
see this every time there's a new movie out. The next time he has another movie out, or he's going to tell us another nugget. That's what the stars do to make...
Right.
Let's talk about their movie that he's going to be reviewing this week.
I mean, it's just, to me, it's the wicked racist part of this.
Yeah, it's terrible.
That is just...
Well, that he would take revenge on any black man.
A random black man.
Yeah.
I was hoping someone would come at
right.
me.
Yeah. Ugly.
So, I don't know what the repercussions of this will be on Twitter.
Well, it's not for us to decide.
David Alan Greer said, is Liam Neeson running for governor of Virginia? Because you hear about that guy.
Oh my God. I skipped that story and was going to finally do it today because I was hoping he would resign today.
Right.
Yeah. He hasn't yet, though, has he?
No.
And his lieutenant governor is being accused of sexual misconduct. So
that guy's not going to hear that story.
Well, that's.
I just know
that's
that.
The guy who would have stepped up.
They if you don't know the story, the governor of Virginia. Has someone opened the guy's college yearbook, right?
Yeah.
And I saw the page. So this wasn't just me reading a story. There's the page from this dude's yearbook. And it's him and another person. One of them's in blackface, which they say is him. The other one's in a Ku Klux Klan, you know, the pointy hat, the mask.
Right. The white outfit.
And this is in the dude's college yearbook, and yet he won governor of Virginia.
Nobody cracked it before, I guess.
Well, and now he went through an apology. Then he went to, I don't think that's me.
Mm.
I don't think that's me, and I don't remember doing that, and I never even bought that yearbook, so I don't know. And then someone said, people submitted their own photos for this segment of the yearbook. Uh-huh. So what's in there is what he gave us to print. And so now this guy is trying to find a way to stay in office while the rest of the state says, you're going to have to leave. Yeah. And what's
Everyone's
even more interesting it. Is he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
Which.
The Democrats are saying, please step down.
Yeah, you have to leave.
Let's go ahead and back away from this.
Like.
Anyway, David Alan Greer made it funny.
Right.
That was his reaction
to
the Liam Neeson thought.
Now
so,
I've done it.
In case you are just joining us, Liam Neeson, in an effort to promote his movie called Pursuit, has admitted that he once went out walking the streets hoping to murder a random black man as a revenge for a woman he knew being raped by a black man. He said, it's awful, but I did learn a lesson from it, where I eventually thought, what the F are you doing, you know? I understand the need for... revenge. It just leads to more revenge, to more killing, and more killing. So I don't know how that's going to shake out for him, but I am flabbergasted that he would tell that insanely racist story.
Someone says,
go
a couple
ahead.
Of texts coming.
Yeah, please.
510 says, but the thing is, Liam Neeson didn't act on it and knows he feels horrible for feeling that way.
Yeah. He didn't actually go out and kill anyone, so I guess that's one check in the pro column.
Someone else says, Liam Neeson, I think he didn't have to disclose this, was being honest and forthcoming, rage is human. Clearly, he doesn't feel that way anymore.
Yes. He says he did learn from it. It's not even the rage part that's bothersome. He said in the thing, the quote is, I asked what color he was.
I don't...
Like, that's... I'm like, oh my God! What are you doing? Anyway,
he didn't need to go there.
He didn't. I agree, but he did, and so now we'll just all stand here going, "What's going to happen to Liam Neeson?" I love coffee, so
I do too.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's the best.
Every day,
like manna from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, coffee. So I saw this story and went, "Oh, what's this? What now?
What is it?"
Willie Nelson.
Okay.
has something, if you're a coffee lover, that you might like.
Is it pot coffee?
Yeah.
It's not. It's a hemp coffee.
Oh, all right.
So it's no THC. It's not going to get you high or anything. It's called Willie's Remedy Coffee. The problem, as I see it in this, if there is a problem, I don't know, maybe rich people will totally embrace this. It's $36 for 8 ounces of it, a bag of it to brew yourself.
Oh,
what? You're telling me just because it's $36, you're buying it?
I mean, I was joking.
Did you buy a ticket to the Fyre Festival? Be honest for once.
I didn't. After seeing that documentary, I wish I was there, though. It just seemed like such, I mean, that crazy experience.
That would be something you'd want to do.
So one of the things you didn't see, because I know you turned it off a little bit early, is when everyone arrives to the island, there's like a line of 1,000 people, and they're all trying to register, but there's really nowhere to register because there's nothing. Like, it's barren except for these tents. And the night before, there was this crazy rainstorm. So all the beds and all the tents were soaking wet. They were all flooded. So finally, like, the guy, this Billy McFarland, stands on a table and goes, "All right, everyone, just go for a tent." And everyone just beelines and starts running for tents.
God.
They all run for a room. Like, they're all looking for shelter.
Musical chairs, everybody.
I mean, I was, like, watching that part going, oh, my God. And then you finally see people. And then the giant crate arrives. And they're like, "You're going to have to walk in this giant crate and look for your luggage." I'm like, oh, my God. So you have half the people saying, "Guard the tent. We're going to try to find our luggage."
What part of that made you think, "I wish I could have been there"?
Just, I don't know. It seems just like a crazy adventure.
Well, yeah. I mean, think of the stories. I wish you had gone.
I know.
I wish that guy had ripped me off, too.
Listen, if I had spent $12,000 on a ticket, I'd be bummed. But I wouldn't be as bummed if I spent $500 on a ticket. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a
yeah.
Differential.
It's a big difference.
Sure,
$11,500.
Oh, Sarah, when you see it, like, remember, think about what I'm telling you right now. When you see those tents,
okay, I will. It's exciting. Anyway, $36 if you've got that burning a hole in your pocket. Willie Nelson has some coffee beans infused with hemp oil.
Oh, nice.
It's a medium dark whole bean blend that's sourced from 3 different Colombian beans. You don't like Colombian coffee, right? You only like grown in the shade in Oregon.
No,
coffee.
I'll drink any coffee, but, you know, when it's time for that special moment.
Willie says also that if
you only sit on Oregon shady coffee.
That's right. That's the only
correct
kind of...
What?
What?
Correct.
You say?
He said
oh.
Correct.
Oh! I thought he
oh,
said
he said
something
correct.
To...
We missed the C.
We thought
what'd
we,
you say?
We missed the C.
We thought
he
something else.
Correct.
What?
Just
eating
leave
pistachios.
The C off. And at me. We all stopped and looked at each other. Did he? Is that part of the
experience? I guess the experience that hurt the sea.
Correct.
Because you're sitting yeah. right next to him.
Right.
I think.
Correct. I heard the.
Yeah. Maybe you guys are busy talking over
there. Anywho, Willie says, "Look, yeah, it's $36, but if you buy it, you'll be helping the farmers." Mm. Hemp
sounds
production
like
in
v.
America was. What's that?
Sounds like Johnny V.
Oh, he does sound a little bit like it. I've slowed down a bit in my old age. Hemp production in America was stifled for so long, but it could now make all the difference for small independent farmers. Hemp isn't just good for our farmers and our economy. It's good for our soil, our environment, and our health.
There are a lot of hemp enthusiasts that say it could replace cotton. It could replace. It could be used for rope,
yep.
Clothing. And because it's associated with marijuana.
And it won't get you high.
It's never been used like to the way
right,
it
the
should
way it
be.
Could be because it's super fast growing and mm-hmm. and kind of woody. I want to say I was reading years ago that hemp was outlawed when marijuana was like a prohibition thing. Like
right.
You could do whatever the F you wanted before that, and it just was never allowed back. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Hemp farmers.
I found the link. I think I'm gonna get it.
Good, do it. You know what? Brew some up. I'd love to try it.
All right.
Coffee's part of a line of health and wellness products that's called Willie's Brand. See if you can look up what other kinds of things does Willie's Brand offer? Health and wellness products. It's right up your alley, Hooman.
It is. I'm very excited.
His wife Annie's overseeing it. She named it Willie's Brand, but it's really Annie's brand. Here's her pitch. It's not about getting high. It's still all about Willie and the benefits we believe cannabis has to offer. But it's not cannabis. So maybe that's, you know, other cannabis products, but not
that's,
this coffee.
That's why hemp always got a bad rap. They're too closely associated.
Right. Willie'sRemedy.com.
So he's got his own kind of vape cigarettes.
Oh, it makes sense that he would have a run of weed. I don't want that.
He's got
his vape cigs are definitely to get you high.
He's got an eighth and quarter glass jars.
Oh,
wonder what those are for.
Oh. You put your weed in there.
Hey.
I would like you to marry me.
Oh, she divorced.
You know, those two never got married.
Oh,
they have a domestic partnership. Her fiance's name is Heidi something or other.
Heidi Fleiss?
Are we talking Jillian Michaels?
We are. I'm so sorry. Let me start over. Okay. Jillian Michaels said, I would like you to marry me after they'd been together.
She's
10 years.
Fitness.
She's the fitness guru. Yeah. She had a girlfriend named
This
Heidi.
Is how we wake you up. We give you clues to a story, but not actually, you know.
You have to use your gifts to try to piece it all together. I would like you to marry me.
Right. Good morning.
Heidi, who they don't put her last name in here. This is out of TMZ. Mm-hmm. So Jillian Michaels and this chick Heidi, mm-hmm. they've been together a long time. They have a domestic partnership agreement. Like, you know, I guess it's before marriage was legal, they had formed this thing. And they have two kids together. They have a 6-year-old son and a 9-year-old daughter. In a statement just this past June, Jillian said, Heidi and I have been split for a while now. We found we're better friends and parents living apart than staying together. They never did get married, but they do have a domestic partnership. And now Heidi, it looks like, has filed papers to end that. Michaels proposed to Heidi in 2016 on the finale of her show, Just Jillian. They'd been together 9 years when they announced their split. She got famous on The Biggest Loser.
Mm-hmm.
Jillian Michaels did. 04 to 06.
Now she does just a ton family. Of endorsements.
Yeah, I feel like I see her more now than mm-hmm. I ever did back then. So that is going away.
What, half?
I would like you to not marry me anymore. I have a couple of tour date news pieces. Florence and the Machine have announced their North American tour dates for this year. And looks like we have a date. If you love Florence. May 15th.
And we'll have tickets for that at 8.
Oh, fantastic. Concord, California.
She's really great live.
At the Concord Pavilion.
We saw it outside Lance.
The opener for this is Christine and the Queens. Hmm. So there you go. Florence and the Machine and Christine and the Queens at the Concord Pavilion, May 15th. Tickets coming up at 8 o'clock. Oh, what time is it now? Getting there. Slash is going to do a tour in 2019. He will start at the Warfield.
Oh.
All right.
So he kicks it all off on July 15th.
This is with his solo band?
This is...
Slash with Miles and the Conspirators?
Yep, Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. Starting at the Warfield and concluding at the Hard Rock Live in Orlando. Anyway.
Does he do Guns N' Roses songs?
I think he does GNR, and I think he also does Velvet Revolver.
Yeah. Oh.
Velvet Revolver was a pretty big band.
They did.
For
a
minute there. They had two huge albums.
And I think this is probably the last thing I'm going to have time for here. Pete Davidson. The reign of terror continues.
Who?
Pete Davidson, the guy who is going to marry Ariana Grande.
Oh, from SNL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he really dates way out of his league. I mean...
I'm not sure.
Now?
Well, so...
Ariana was quite the little get. I mean, she is just...
Well, she was on a rebound.
She's a darling.
Mm. She'd had a breakup...
This Kate Beckinsale story is not going away. I want to say it was...
He's really getting her?
Looks like it.
Yeah,
I'm reading about it.
Good for him.
What are you eyeing about?
Well, I'll bring it in.
Good for him, I guess, but...
Well,
sheesh.
Don't you want to see someone date out of their league? Oh, my goodness.
She's covering her face.
Look at her leg poking out of that sexy jacket, too.
Let's have a look at this.
She is hot.
Yeah.
You have the same picture.
Well, I have the backwards version of it. I have this guy over here taking the picture from this angle. she is very hot. So they were spotted him, but I guess it was the Golden Globes after parties where they were first sort of like, people were like, oh, look at that. What's going on there? What's happening? Now they left a bar in Los Angeles. He's not supposed to be in bars, by the way. I mean, I don't know what he's doing, but, you know.
Isn't he drinking a beer the other
day? Yeah, in the place where he went to rehab.
Yeah.
He's 25. She's 45. Mm-hmm. He was holding on tight to her.
Yeah, that
got her by the hand.
I bet they've done it.
You think?
What do you premarital?
Premarital? No way. Who does that?
Oh, my God. The sun's out.
I see. Wow, oh, that's so weird. It just came shiny.
Boom. Do-do-do. Yay.
Well,
hello, son.
He probably makes her laugh.
Yes. And also, we hear he has a big one.
That's true.
Just saying.
Wait.
In the list of pros.
It's true as in you know it's true, or it's true that we've heard he has a big one?
We heard it.
We've heard.
But you're, as an expert, you've decided he must. It must be true.
No, I haven't decided yet.
All right.
He looks like he does.
I liked his joke that everything seems big to Ariana.
She's so tiny.
I think that's pretty funny.
He also said that was like the meanest thing that she could have done, because now every time he pulls his pants down the rest of his life, everyone's going to go, oh.
That's it?
Ariana said it was. Anywho. Morning, kids.
Morning.
Lago Bar. Are you familiar, Hooman? Have you been to Lago Bar?
In New York?
In L.A.
Oh, in L.A.? No.
They were photographed coming out of there in the early hours.
Oh, like what time?
It doesn't say. The early hours. I'm guessing when the bar closed at 2, 1 o'clock.
2, right.
Last call.
Yeah, I guess. They were flirting at this party, and now it looks like they're definitely doing it. Here's a picture of them from the other angle there. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Look at her with her head down, blocking her eyes. And he's just got that smile on his face, like, yeah, I am.
I've been wanting to get out of here for a while.
I'm about
to
go. Right. Oh,
we're going to go back to my place, and I'm going to do stuff to her.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be like, oh, my God, this is great.
Trampolines make the news.
Oh.
Thieves make the news. Ghosts make the news. And more.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Be caller 9 right now, 800-400-3697. We'll give you a pair of tickets to see Michael Franti and Spearhead this Friday, February 8th, at the Fillmore in San Francisco. You want to see Michael Franti?
Yeah, you do.
Hey, flower in the gun.
No.
All right. Well, listen, he's going to be in town Friday.
He's going to be stepping off a plane.
Okay.
At that time.
We were hoping he'd come in and hang out with us.
It's not going to happen.
Michael Franti tickets for this Friday at the Fillmore for caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our producer, Yuzette. She is a giver. This morning, she spooned me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still high.
We put a story up on the Alice Instagram of them spooning. It'll be gone in 24 hours.
Why were we spooning?
I have no idea.
Vinny was trying to keep the one monitor he had facing him.
I used to have a monitor, and then they took it away. Uh-huh. And then I walked in this morning, and the one monitor that Bryn's got 3, and I got none.
Yeah.
So the one of them was facing me, and I was like, I'm going to keep that thing.
So he decided to casually stretch out on the counter here. So I was just sitting in Studio B with Uzi and Bryn and Hooman, and Uzi was telling the story about something that she did the other day. May I?
Yesterday.
Tell a little of this?
Did she spoon somebody else?
She didn't. Don't
I'm
worry.
Already jealous.
She did not cheat on you with the spooning. So you remember a week or two ago, we talked on the air about like albums that changed our lives.
Yeah.
Somebody had texted in during that and said the album and then said, but I don't have any albums anymore because they were all lost in the fire.
Mm.
So it was the Tubbs fire.
The Tubbs fires. Mm-hmm. It just happened.
Yeah.
So we had read that text on the air, and someone wrote in and said, some other woman said, I have a bunch of vinyl, and I would like to give some of these to that woman who lost everything. Now, how incredibly horrible. So Yuzette said, ladies, I'm taking you both to lunch.
Well,
so yesterday, she took both of these women to lunch, introduced them to each other.
Wendy and Teresa.
Wait, this was yesterday after the podcast?
Yeah.
When did you get home? Last night?
No. I went, I took a Lyft to the Bay Club, Redwood Shores, had the ladies meet me over there at the 77 restaurant, and then had lunch with them, and then John came and picked me up. John came and sat down with us, too.
All right.
And then,
but she gave her a bunch of vinyl.
A bunch of vinyls, cool stuff. I mean, there's so many good albums in there in good condition.
Yeah.
And Teresa said, she goes, you know, I've found it over the years so hard to part with these things, but as soon as I heard your story, I knew that you were the one that I can give these to. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And then Wendy's telling her story about the Tubbs fire, and they ran for their life, lost everything. And just, I was just tearing up by both of them.
Oh, my God.
I'm just so honored to be sitting there with them.
It's so nice that Teresa gave these albums to Wendy, and it was so nice of you to get them together. Like, I was just like, I want to tell Vinny this.
I feel like we're friends now at the end of it. We're friends, right?
It's so sweet. They both were telling all these stories, and Yuzi's telling me. And it was really, I just think that's really sweet. So,
it's really neat.
Teresa, thank you for giving the albums. Yuzi, thanks for throwing the... And Wendy, thanks for the opportunity to be generous.
Well done, ladies.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin with, where to begin? There's a lot of stuff. Okay. So the State of the Union is tonight. Mm. President Trump will speak at 6 p.m., everyone, on all the channels. Mm. There's a parade today.
Oh.
There is?
I imagine we'll get a live report from both Johns in New England.
Oh,
in Boston. They're there, right?
No.
Oh, they didn't go to the parade?
They didn't go to the parade. That's too bad.
I thought they called all the teammates from all stretches of the universe in.
I don't know why.
For the parade.
John and John are such an integral part of the team and its functioning. And God, I don't know what the Patriots would do without their incredible insights day after day. But for some reason, they weren't on the invite list. I don't understand it.
Lost in the mail.
I guess so.
Well, it's a big day in Boston as the Pats fans will line up, gather on the streets, and watch their team celebrate their Super Bowl win from over the weekend. Over the weekend past, I should say. Today is the year of the pig. It starts today.
Year of pig.
What does that mean? I really don't know.
There's an animal assigned to each.
No, I know that part, but I mean, I'm hearing it's good luck, so that's great.
There's good things about all the animals. I heard like luck and happiness. That's a happy, lucky pig. Well, Bryn is here of the pig. You tell us.
Yeah, do you know Bryn?
I don't know that much about my culture. It's also Vietnamese New Year as
well
as Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year, so it's all the Asians. Oh. I'm not sure who else, but
many other Asians.
I know it's Vietnamese and Chinese at the same time, so. I have some parties this weekend to attend.
And you're going to...
Is that right?
And then you hand out red envelopes and stuff like that.
I see.
Yeah, with those money inside.
Right. I like those.
Yeah, they're fun.
I don't know if they still listen, but the U sisters used to find me every year and give me a little red envelope, and I have them.
That's adorable.
I have all the little red... They have a dollar inside.
Oh, you saved them.
Yeah, I saved them.
We spend them.
Oh, you're supposed to spend them?
I spent them. I don't know.
I was like, this is
great. I'm pretty sure
you're
supposed to spend them.
Oh, Sarah.
I know. Well, now I don't know.
Bad luck to
you. I'm sure you can save them.
It's got to be bad luck.
I don't know.
Let's see. Look it up. Pigs have a beautiful personality and are blessed with good fortune in life.
Ooh. You little pig.
If someone doesn't chase him down and eat him, right?
Right. Right. Well, bad things can happen to all the different animals, you know.
Right, that's true.
Yep. Including humans.
We just heard the story about the foxes that ended up on Big Boy.
Bad luck.
Bowl, right?
Is there a year of the fox? There isn't.
Well, they say 45.
25 foxes
25
to make
foxes
that.
Made that jacket. Oh. Oof. Indoor trampoline parks.
Ooh.
Oh, we have one of those. House of Air.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Why'd you stop? You were good at
his
it.
Ankle.
You were always.
No. It's just, I don't know. Like, my head would start spinning sometimes. I'd like lose my balance. I'm like, I'm overdoing this.
Yeah, you were going there all the time.
I was.
But it's actually, you know, there's a lot of things that can go wrong on trampolines.
Oh, yeah, there are.
Well, that's the story. As the popularity of indoor trampoline parks in the Bay Area soars, so does the number of people getting hurt by them. our friends at NBC Bay Area's investigative unit.
Oh. Are they part of the ANN?
They're not, but we do have one reporter employed on the ANN from NBC Bay Area, Scott Budman, as you well know.
Covers all the nerds.
Does a lot of stuff for us. But Tramp Parks, a lot of injuries, mostly among children, often serious, ranging from hurt necks to snapped ankles to popped knees and dislocated elbows. So keep that in mind as you...
Well, I thought your back was really hurting you from it, like like over compressing it, like every time.
Yeah, I had a. It's funny you said
you were
this.
Taking lessons.
I was, yeah, I was taking lessons.
So you could do
so I could do crazy flips and stuff. I just got nervous. There were some tricks that were just so hard, and all these like 18-year-olds.
I've done a lesson with him before. It was pretty intense.
Yeah,
you're jumping really high, like you know, really high. 15, 20 feet. In the
where
air.
They do the lessons? My kids both took lessons at House of Air too, and they were you. Are frightened watching because they are so high in the air. These aren't the regular trampolines, you know, because they have a big sort of open area where you can jump all around. And those ones have a lot of spring to them, but you're not going any 20 feet in the air.
No.
But these front ones where they were doing the lessons, they were like tight. Like you went shot up and landed. And oh my God, I used to just not even watch a lot of times. Like,
your boys were going 20 feet in the air and doing flips.
It was incredible.
Wow.
I had a birthday there when I was in my 30s. And
I think I went to that.
Yeah. And one of the guys I invited, he was, you know, worked out a lot, super healthy, prominent.
Uh-oh.
And like within, I don't know.
Prominent? What do you mean prominent?
Prominent muscles?
No, prominent in the business world and stuff like that.
Oh, titled. He had a title.
Yeah, he's a big biggie.
And he.
Mover and shaker.
He tore his ACL within like 7 minutes of being there.
Who's this?
I don't want to say his name.
Why not?
Because the guy stopped talking to me after that party. Like he was mad at me. I'm like, I didn't.
Oh, it happened at your party?
Yeah, it happened at my party.
On the trampoline.
We were playing dodgeball trampoline.
Yeah.
And he dove for the ball and the ACL snapped. And
oh, no.
I remember seeing like his wife like 5 years after that. And she's like, so-and-so still has a lot of problems with his knee. I just want you to be aware of that.
Just
I'm
so
like,
you know.
I'm sorry. I didn't tear his knee. It just happened.
Do you have to sign release forms
yep.
when
you, do.
You get
do.
There?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who is so-and-so?
I don't want to say.
I think I know who it is.
You do?
You know.
Say it.
I can't think of his name, but I definitely shorter guy, pretty built.
Yeah, but you don't know.
Little hair.
Yeah, you don't know him.
Oh, you do know who it is,
who
don't
it is,
you,
don't
Sarah?
Say my name, say my name.
Wow, Human.
It's not my fault. The guy. I mean, these things
Why
happen.
Would you do that to him?
I just That's had so a birthday mean. Party.
Were you the one throwing the ball?
I wasn't even playing dodgeball at the time. I was doing my crazy backflips.
Oh.
Showing off.
Oh, right. So wait a minute. You took lessons.
For
then
the
you
birthday?
Threw the birthday party so that you could do flips for your friends.
It was impressive.
Yeah. Did you have a routine?
No.
Yeah, you could jump up, you'd do like a pike here.
Did you go too?
Yeah, I was at that party.
You
I didn't
were?
Play. I can't go on trampolines. They make me pee.
Yeah.
They make you pee?
Yeah. We had a trampoline in my backyard and I jumped on it one time and went, well, okay, I can't be on this.
I'm soaking wet down here.
Wet down there.
It just lets go.
I would have to pee immediately before. It's like a gravity thing. It's like, oops, yikes.
Wow.
Work on my kegels.
Hey.
Yes, Sarah, come on.
Crazy.
Mm. What's crazy?
Oh, Sarah!
Well, Human.
Everyone stay at the trampoline for a while.
It's a pool!
There's always more random short-time friends where that one came from.
Yep.
No worries.
You're right. The turnover rate's high.
Mm-hmm.
But those long-term friends, we're all here for you.
Yeah. Incredible. You guys are the best.
We're the stayers.
Sure
You're stuck with us. Mm-mm.
How many of us have them? Friends.
One, two, can depend on.
Oh, we're doing it?
Friends.
There's a story in front of me I'll do real quick.
Okay.
There's a 33-year-old woman in Paradise, Newfoundland. Newfoundland?
No, say Newfoundland. It's
I like
Canada.
Newfoundland.
And last week, she went to a convenience store, bought a scratcher, and won $38,000.
Oh, boy.
That's Problem nice. Is, she bought the lottery ticket with a credit card she'd just stolen.
Oh.
The cops investigated the theft. They figured out the thief had used a credit card to buy a lottery ticket at a convenience store. So when the woman tried to cash the ticket at the lottery office the next day, she was busted.
So what happened?
I have a question. Does the person who owned the credit card now get the $38,000?
No.
Oh, what?
She was immediately arrested for fraud and possession of a stolen credit card.
Seems wrong.
You think they're going to give it?
Why not? Somebody won that money.
Yeah.
Right.
And the person who got jacked for a credit card should get the money.
Yeah.
Yep. In my humble opinion.
All right. Well, that's...
I'll let the Canadian authorities know.
Yeah, let them sort that out.
If a thief bought a ticket with your credit card, would you give the thief like $5,000?
No.
Come on.
No way.
No.
You're like, thanks for buying the ticket. Thanks for robbing
sucker.
Me.
Yeah.
Getting robbed sucks.
You would know.
I would know.
Try having a gun in your face. That sucks.
Tell us about that.
You've had that happen to you?
Yeah, I told you it happened.
When you worked in that store, right?
Yeah, when I worked in West Portal in San Francisco, I was working at a candy
ice cream store.
Yeah, Shaw's Confections.
Is it still there?
It is.
Oh. It is still there.
I still have dreams that I work there. It's weird.
Oh. Well, you did have a traumatic experience there. It's marked in your brain.
Right. So that's where you met that one guy, too, right?
The one that you couldn't even do it because...
Yeah. Oh, man. That's him.
Because, geez.
Place is nothing but bad.
Oh, is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
You just named him? Well, Joseph?
Yeah, I didn't know his last name.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Too big.
Mm-hmm. Too big.
Too big Joseph. Mm-hmm. Too big. Sorry. So that's got to be a bummer for him.
Did you give the guy the money?
Yeah.
How much?
I don't know.
Oh. Whatever it was.
Whatever.
Here
you go. Yeah, absolutely. I even asked him, do you want the change?
What did he say?
He goes, nah, man, I don't want the change. Get back there.
Oh, jeez. So glad you lived.
I know.
Did he have a mask?
No.
Oh. Did they ever catch him?
Yeah.
Oh, they caught him.
They caught him because he had robbed so many other places, and I was the only one to testify against him.
Jeez. Everyone else was like, no, thanks.
Well, or either that, but I had read about him that morning that this person was robbing places in the little newspaper there.
Oh my God.
I thought, if this person ever approaches me, I'm going to really study his face.
Oh, boy.
and that morning, a couple hours later, there he was in front of me, and I studied his face,
his hair,
his earrings, his structure, everything.
I would have been like, I'm not going to study him. I'm not going to make eye contact with him. I don't want him to think I'm studying him.
Did you say, like, hey, could you... turn a little bit to the left.
Yeah. Can I take your profile? Yeah.
You got any tattoos?
Oh, yeah, let me. Yeah. Got a tattoo on that neck? I can't see that tattoo. What's that tattoo say?
Yikes.
It says Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
According to a new survey, sex on the first date is definitely not taboo anymore. 64% of men and 48% of women say they consider having sex with someone on the first date.
Yeah. Mm. That's good to know.
Don't use that. Don't sell that.
And apparently we're also still very clueless/trusting because half of men and 43% of women say they'd do it unprotected.
Oh, don't do that. Dummies. You don't know what you're going to wind up with.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I was at the doctor the other day ago. Yeah. I'm all right.
Oh, it burns.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 707 says, who is Kate Beckinsale?
Oh, she's an actress. Look her up. She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. She's I take that back. Who is with Kate Beckinsale?
Didn't we say?
Yeah, you said it for sure.
Pete Davidson.
You said this guy dates way out of his league.
Yeah.
I'm sure that we said it at least once.
We may have missed that. Yeah, all right. Well, maybe we said it at the beginning.
Heidi Rhodes
is
Michelle...
Oh, Jillian Michaels.
Right, that's who I meant to say.
Yeah, they didn't put her name in the story at all, TMZ. Heidi.
She did the baby voice the whole...
This is how I talk when I talk to Heidi. I just want you to say yes to the...
You gonna talk like that?
That crap's so cliche. Like that. I hate that crap.
You put up with me.
Oh, you're so lucky. Get out of here, man.
I know.
give me that. Put like, up with
like
me.
You can marry me. Oh, I got a ring. Oh, somebody wow. changed my diety.
So, I'm gonna be like,
I pooped my pants.
We're about to
break. It was my mama.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna need my mama.
Help. Someone get me out of here. Rescue. Can we get the check? Someone bring the check.
What's up with me?
I don't. Why are you?
I was like, you know, like,
oh no. I just threw up in my mouth.
It's not a yes.
Oh,
excuse me. I'm sorry. I just don't have any control over that. More. There it is again.
Oh,
oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
We should have done this somewhere in private.
Well, I'm like cameras. Let me see.
Let's turn those cameras on. She's lost all bowel movement.
Oh, they're moving. Oh,
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 my God.
Back to you, Sarah. I'm gonna.
Oh, my God. Oh.
It's coming up in the trash.
Do we have any text?
No, I'm gonna. I'm gonna skip.
Oh my God!
That's where you jump out.
Oh. Oh no! I was gonna give you a tease.
Yeah, give us a tease. Baby Boris, no baby.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Oh my God! I know who the new Batman is gonna be.
Oh.
Yep. Plus, Gwyneth Paltrow. Goop is getting you. I know it's gonna be excellent.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.